A panic pervades the internet. Terrified talk of troops in American cities. Federal shock troops brutalizing citizens and neighbors. The targeting of gun owners. Mass surveillance. The deployment of militarized artificial intelligence. And the suspension of the Constitution. The year is 2015. And the far right is incensed. This was a period of deep American paranoia. Fueled by the right-wing meltdown over Barack Obama's back-to-back victories. It was also the age of post-Snowden dread. When the nation realized it lived under an immense surveillance dragnet. Endorsed and expanded by both parties. In that moment, for a segment of conservatives, Jade Helm 15 became an American crisis. A decade later, this imaginary emergency reveals a truth about the hucksters who sold it, and about a public willing to tolerate oppression, so long as they are not the ones targeted. The cauldron of race hatred, federal violence, and surveillance brewed by Jade Helm paranoiacs has spilled over today not as phobia, but as policy. In July 2015, Alex Jones, then still a punchline, issued a dire warning on InfoWars. This is an emergency broadcast, he declared. He warned that the government would militarize the police, deploy standing armies to the streets, suppress the population, and carry out political operations. He was referring to Pentagon planning documents. Jade Helm 15, a military training exercise through sparsely populated stretches of the South, from Florida to Texas. But Jones twisted the details. A simple role-playing map labeling Texas as hostile, colored red to him, was proof that Obama planned to unleash the national security state on the conservative heartland. He claimed this was all a pretext, a federal takeover, that Americans would be herded into DHS camps. We're not becoming a police state, he said, we're already here. There was no factual reason to suspect a coup, but the paranoia tapped into some truth. American police were becoming militarized. Armored vehicles, machine guns, night vision, Humvees. Jones cast them as weapons to crush patriots. He wasn't alone. Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed the State Guard to monitor the exercise. Congressman Louis Gohmert warned of provoked armed confrontations. Senator Ted Cruz sympathized with the fear. Some locals prepared for battle. A Texas doctor stockpiled ammunition. Volunteers tracked troop movements. The Oath Keepers called Jade Helm a portentous government plan. A potential shock and or psycho coup, designed to usher in martial law and the death of liberty. And yet, nothing happened. But today, 11 years later, the panic has inverted. Trump has found in his Department of Homeland Security exactly what Jones once warned about, a paramilitary force to terrorize political opponents and demographic undesirables. Armored carriers now roll through cities that voted against him. Masked, heavily armed, pointlessly camouflaged commandos patrol the streets. A sophisticated surveillance apparatus watches it all. Trump and his lieutenants speak openly of Americans as enemies. In September, he announced raids in Chicago with a doctored image of the city under napalm captioned, Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War. The idea that political foes are targets of violence, no longer fringe, it is mainstream. Gun-toting ICE and Border Patrol agents march as foot soldiers. Soldiers, Marines, even National Guard members deploy illegally in places like Los Angeles. Since Trump's speech, DHS agents have shot 12 people, killing 4. In Minneapolis, residents describe it as a military occupation. Where Obama's Jade Helm was a fantasy, Trump's reality is brutal. Renee Good and Alex Pretty were gunned down by DHS agents. The official story, that they were domestic terrorists, collapsed under video evidence. All that was left was a chilling truth. That's what they get for wanting this to stop. CBP's Greg Bovino asked aloud, was he simply walking by, or was he there for a reason? Pretty's reason was clear, to legally observe and record the agents who killed him. Now, merely opposing the president's immigration policy can bring a death sentence. The next citizen with a camera could be next. Meanwhile, DHS has built a surveillance empire. Phone location data purchased without warrants, smartphone cracking tools, face recognition on every corner, Volantis software mapping, scoring, and cataloging potential deportation targets. A masked DHS agent filmed a woman's license plate last week. Why are you taking my information? She asked. Because we have a nice little database, he replied, and now you're considered a domestic terrorist. Trump's September memorandum, NSPM 7, explicitly labels certain political and ideological stances as domestic terrorism. The Jade Helm presidency has arrived. Not in the way the conspiracists imagined, but in spirit, and in practice, far-right figures who once swore to resist tyranny now cheer it on. Alex Pretty's death was blamed on his legal gun ownership. Even the NRA called him an agitator. Matt Walsh posted, he is not a victim. He got what was coming to him. Simple as that. InfoWars has scrubbed its old Jade Helm coverage. The site now celebrates the same armored agents it once feared. 11 years after Jade Helm, martial law isn't a rumor, it's a spectacle. And for some, a source of excitement.